Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
.com. Thanks for listening.
After the hour, thanks for staying with me. It's a little corner bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then went to my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Crowley's our guest. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Co-author of Mean Girls at Work, Working for You Isn't Working for You, for Me. Also, Working with You is Killing Me. In fact, that's a little bit of what we're talking about today. Catherine's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. And an expert in workplace relationships. That's what we're talking about. And we talked in the previous segment, Catherine, about how to know when to leave. And now let's flip the coin and talk about how to know when to help someone leave.
Yeah. Well,
let them go find success somewhere else.
You're probably the better expert on this one. But I will just tell you again from our podcast, the My Crazy Office podcast, we get, again, many questions about this. And from my experience in working with small business owners, hiring is a pain in the neck. I mean, it's not something that anyone wants to
fun.
Be there for.
It's the firing, worst thing. Yeah.
Yeah, worst thing. It seems like a total time eater. And so firing someone is something usually that's avoided, even when it may be necessary.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we go to great lengths to let people stay much longer than they should. and so, you know, what's the story? The only thing worse than someone leaving is if they're not good and they stay.
Exactly. So to all those dear business owners out there, one thing, I'm going to give four characteristics, and you can add more as well, Jim.
Okay.
But then I'd love to talk about what to do to help you let them go. So here's some indicators that it's probably time to let someone go. You get negative feedback about that person from your customers. You keep trying to correct the same behavior over and over again, and it doesn't change.
Insanity.
You feel like they are holding you hostage. This can very often happen with someone who's maybe a tech expert or sales, your top salesperson, but you feel like you're being held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is other members of your staff are constantly frustrated with or frightened of this person.
Hmm.
So those are four key indicators.
Yeah, those are flashing red lights.
Yeah.
Those aren't indicators. Those are flashing. Do not go. Do not pass go. Do not go directly to jail. You know, that's one of those
right.
things.
That's right. So the thing that I would say is, you know, then letting someone go, you have to do, again, another thing that's not easy for a lot of small business owners is to document the behavior, to give a warning in advance, to tell them what the terms are of employment, to review the job description if they're not doing their job, to do the kind of paperwork and create the paper trail that makes it clear that it's time to let this person go.
Well, and there's two scenarios that you're going to run into when you have a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a scenario where the person is indifferent to any behavior, your response to any of these four things.
Yeah.
If they're still not doing their job, if you're still not making you happy, they're going to be indifferent to that. And that those guys make it easy to fire.
Right. That's
but the,
right.
The other one, I call them the beagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever seen anyone whip a beagle?
No.
You know, the dog, the little beagle dog?
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about like, you know, they're little puppies and you're trying to train them, whatever, you know, you want to spank them a little bit, right? Well, they just roll over and make this cute little face and you don't really want to whip me, are you? And I call them beagles. So those are the people that you know they're trying hard, they just can't get the job done.
Right, right.
And they're not the kind that's going to hurt anybody. They're not going to hold you hostage, although they might. But they don't mean to. I mean, it's going to break your heart, and that's the ones that are hard to fire.
Yes,
because you're thinking maybe if I was just a better boss, You know, obviously, this is a wonderful human being. Maybe I'm just a horrible person because I want to fire him.
Right.
That's the
tough again, one. And with that's a great segue, actually, into there may be times when it would be helpful. Like Kathy Elster, my business partner, does this all the time with business owners, which is they bring their problem employees, and she helps them determine whether it's just you aren't managing this person properly or they need to go. Mm-hmm. And so outside assistance is, I guess, what I'm pointing to, can be very helpful in those situations because it's hard to tell, especially if you're a very responsible business owner, whether you're doing something wrong or they're just not able to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
But an outside person can look at it quite clearly and help you make a decision.
That's a good idea. And, of course, the other thing is when you bring somebody in outside, it's making it pretty clear. There should be no confusion by the employee that these are career defining moments coming up.
Right, that's right.
I mean, there's no messing around. When you bring in hired guns, so to speak, the person should be very clear. You know, I'm in a little jeopardy here.
Yeah, the stakes are high, and it's fish or cut bait, as they say. Mm-hmm. So. That's right. It can be helpful that way as well, which is to really demonstrate the gravitas of the situation and the fact that something's got to change.
Hey, Catherine, good job today. This has been very helpful. Will you come back soon?
Thanks so much. Anytime, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
K2Enterprises.com,
and
our podcast is My Crazy Office.
Check those out, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Catherine, come back soon. We'll see you later.
Will do. Bye.
Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. It's Jerry in the Facebook.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.